Wednesday, Thursday night. Okay, so we're learning about brachas. Yesterday we talked about pronouncing the first two words properly. Shem Hashem is a parsha in itself, of course, which everybody should practice or listen to a tape recorder. Make sure you're saying Shem Hashem properly. Many people don't. I'm talking about mamash improperly. You're not yotzei, very possibly. If you say it with a chirik, adinoi, or with a shvo, adonoi, that's not Shem Hashem. Anyway, that's pronunciation. We talked last night about pronouncing the first two words, Baruch Atah. Now we're going to talk about the meaning of the word Baruch. This is a deep philosophical question, that the word Baruch, when you're talking to Hashem, cannot mean what it means when you're talking to a person, when you're bestowing a bracha on someone, l'chora. You're saying, you should be blessed. So the idea of blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is l'chora, very difficult. So there's a few terutzim, a few mahalchim have been given. I'll say over, it's hard sometimes, I'll say over three mahalchim. One is that it's not a kind of a tfi, it's a lashon of shevach v'hodah. It's saying, just like we would say, Hashem hu tov, or Hashem hu rachum, right? Hashem is good. So you say, Hashem is baruch. You are baruch. It's a statement of praise. You are blessed. What does blessed mean? It means you're good, you're the source of all good, you're only good. The word Baruch would mean a blessing, as we understand it, good things. So it's a lashon of Shevach v'Hodah, and we're saying Baruch Atah, you are blessed. As if we would say Rachum Atah, Chanun Atah, right? So we say Baruch Atah. Okay, that's one biur. Another biur is also really, it's the word bracha from the, we're acknowledging that Hashem is the source of brachas. He's the source of our brachas. Saying Baruch Atah, you are Baruch, meaning you are the source of our brachas. Now, in other words, so when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Borei Pri Haetz, so you're saying you are the source of the shefa in this world of eitz, of priya eitz, and so on and so forth in every bracha. You are the source of whatever the bracha happens to be talking about. It's not, it could either be an acknowledgement, or it could even be a mini tefillah of sorts, that you should be the source, if you're being mispalled for a fua. And then you say Baruch Atah Hashem Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael. So you could see that also as a mini tefillah in and of itself. You should be the source of refuah. Or you can learn it's an acknowledgement. Also, you are the source of all refuah. That's more the pashtus according to the shita that sees the word Baruch as being the source, the from which shefa flows. That's from the word brecha. It comes from such a concept. That's the second biur. The third biur, which is somewhat more Kabbalistic, and Nefesh HaChaim talks about it at great length, in that indeed we're being Mevarech Hashem, and just like we say Yiskadel V'Yiskadei Shemei Rabbah, that it's a tefillah that Hashem's Shmo, Yei Shemei Rabbah Mevarech, let's say. It's all the same idea, that we're saying Hashem's name should be known in the world. Hashem's name should be Niskadesh in the world. There shouldn't be any Mochel Hashem. Hashem's name should be Misrabis. So here, it's also a sort of a tefillah. Let's say you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehyeh B'Dvaro. So you're saying Hashem's name or knowledge of Hashem, it is a blessing. We are blessing Hashem. We are saying, may you be known, not just by me and not just by the Jewish people, but may you be known in the whole world. Baruch Atah, I'm being Mevarech Hashem, that he should be known as the Borei Pri Haetz. So it is a bracha. We are giving Hashem a blessing, says the Nefesh HaChaim, and the blessing is that that knowledge of him, his Shmo, Hashem, should be Nizgadel and Nisrabeh and more known in the world. Okay? And that's just the word Baruch, Rabbi Osai. Okay.